Cast your cares away.
Cast your cares away. Save them for another day. Do 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 do. Down Fraggle Rock. Down Fraggle Rock.
Do do do.
We're back! Aren't you glad? You thought you were rid of us.
Done.
We're back. Back at last. Sounds like a Chris Cross song.
Really?
Chris Cross and make a jump, jump. We're back in the podcast.
That we are.
Thought you cast us away, but we're back in your pod. Oh, yeah.
Sugar snap you, pod.
I'll ginger snap you.
So what's up?
What's up, Doc? We're back. Well, we haven't been podcasting, so we need to get back on the bandwagon. And talk about...
Bandwagon.
Talk about just things that have been going on. We did some podcasts in Austin, which are on the way.
Yep.
They're currently unpublished.
Oregon.
Oregon.
Close.
Not Cannon really. Beach.
Not really at all.
Not even close by thousands of miles.
Austin's pretty liberal, though, so I have to say they have some common threads.
Austin's a good town.
We love being around the liberals, man. So yeah. They're like our best friends in the world.
Hippies unite, man. Yeah, well.
I love me some Al Gore.
Tracy listened to one of our old podcasts today, just realized how silly, I think asinine is a good word.
Asinine would cover it.
Asinine covers our podcast. You know, I hate to say it. You know, it's kind of like, la la la.
Edit.
Yeah. Diatribe end.
So, my highlight of the week was getting chased by a shih tzu.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I noticed you were missing one leg.
Yeah, that little thing wouldn't let go. It ripped it right off.
Yeah.
I was running fast.
Yeah.
But that's not really
People
a topic.
Are crazy about dogs around here. But you've been pretty good about exercising, though.
I really want to drop kick a dog, and that would have been like the perfect reason to do it.
You've been talking about drop kicking the dog for a long
time. I know.
Time.
I really want to. And that would have been like, well, it was attacking me.
Especially those little ones.
I would have gotten sued up the wazoo, though, I could tell. The woman wasn't even coming after that dog. She let it chase me for a good 100 yards.
There's something about little dogs that just makes you want to drop kick them.
It was going to bite me, man.
Yeah, you know what? I hate that about people when they let their dogs just do whatever and they don't do anything about them.
Yeah.
It's like, control your dog. Curb your animal.
Curb your pet. That's right.
But anyways, you've been pretty good about exercise.
I have been. We finally opened up the clubhouse at the resort. At
beep.
Oh, that's right. What did I just say? Oh, I don't know. I don't know where we live.
At Wami. At Kirkland. Yeah. At Seattle. We're somewhere in Seattle. Who knows
we are
where?
Somewhere in Seattle. But anyway, they opened up our clubhouse and it's nice. Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
We have a professional kitchen in there, which I'm still trying to figure out what the point of that is, but.
Yeah, I've been struggling too because I used to walk few miles a day, at least 3, sometimes 4 miles a day, just by commuting. And now, like, I probably walk less than half a mile a day.
I know, I gotta get you on the routine.
I've been really dragging the last week or so for my energy.
I've got so much energy, man. I'm like, you're double your energy level.
Yeah, you're like all those Woody Allen comments about going to LA from New York. My favorite was like when he gets out of his car and he has to walk like 100 yards to the restaurant. He's like, this is the longest I've walked since I got here.
Yeah, it was like half a block.
Well, some of these restaurants you go to, the parking lot's so big. Like today, we went to the mall. We had to walk forever just to get from our parking spot to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Bellevue. You know? I was like, where were we?
But that's probably the longest I've walked like all week. You know? And I used to walk like 4 miles a day. And just really, sad about that. But you know what I really do love around here is, like, it feels like it's the same weather all year round. It's like you have half your life back.
Well, today was exceptional, but...
And it's almost too warm for me.
I know, I was like, sad, it's 70.
It's 70, I can't take it, 70. I only like it when it's, like, 55 degrees, or 60. That's, like, my perfect temperature, like, 55 or 60.
I didn't realize how warm 70 was. That was so hot. I was dying.
I don't like any chance of breaking a sweat.
We wanted to talk about today. We had a coupon from our wonderful entertainment book, which is highly recommended if you live somewhere near an entertainment coupon book.
The Meijer checkout U-Scan, like automated, like self-checkout would always say, Usted cupones.
Usted cupones.
It's like insert coupon. Something like that?
Maybe.
I think it was.
Like your coupon.
I don't know any Spanish, but that's what it would say to me. Because I'd always do it in Spanish. Until nice. I screwed it up, and then the person would have to come fix it for me. Nice. Anyways, as for coupons.
Yes.
McCormick and Schmitz.
We had a, this is the thing. I always read the fine print of coupons, so I know what I'm getting myself into, because otherwise I'll just, like, devastate myself if I can't use it. Yeah. And it'll ruin the whole night. But anyway, so I read the coupon, and it was, like, $20 off your dinner. Didn't say you have to order two entrees. Didn't say you had to order one entree. So I'm like, well, let's go see.
Is it, like, just $20 bill?
I know. Let's go see what we can get for $20. We didn't eat more than that.
I felt a little bit guilty. I don't know why.
I don't know why you feel
guilty.
It's
like false guilt, I think.
It is false guilt. It's totally... The coupon is printed with that. The waiter makes you feel like it, because the waiter comes up and he, like, reads off all the special fish for the day, and he gives, like, this big, elaborate spiel about what's good. We're like, eh, we'll have a bunch of oysters.
Yeah, well, I'm not even thinking about the waiter. I'm just feeling like... I think it's the pressure that, like... They have the fancy wine glasses everywhere.
Oh,
with
I don't
white
feel that.
Tablecloth.
Like, if I go like, somewhere...
You need to spend real money here, not coupons.
They shouldn't give out coupons if they don't want you to use the coupons.
Yeah, and whenever we have a good coupon, they always give us a hassle over it.
I know, they do.
They
totally.
Always. The good coupons, they always give you a hassle on. Like, you can't do this.
I'm like, yeah, like at that Moroccan restaurant. I totally was like, well, I read the fine print, and I know it's valid tonight, so take it. It was $12. Come on, people.
They do
it
automatically.
Break your bank.
Well, I think what happens is everybody uses it. Everybody has the book. Because it's so expensive around here.
It's a good book. I mean, you get
I still don't know
groceries.
How you find these things. Where did you find that book?
I got it from My Points.
My Points.
You know, the reason why I remember, because I remember things about people. I used to work with this guy at T-Mobile who actually lived in Kirkland. Anyway, he left the company and got
everybody
married.
Lives in Kirkland.
But anyway, the thing I remember about him is that he talked about how he and his fiance would use the entertainment book to go out to eat. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good idea, because there's always this buy one, get one free. But at the time, I was single, so you don't want to really have an entertainment book.
It doesn't really help you too
much
when you're single.
So when I moved here, I was like, you know what? I'm going to get an entertainment book. So I remember him talking about that. And then my points gave me a half off, and I got like 700 points for it, and I got you a Starbucks card. So it all worked out for the best.
Hmm.
Anyway, so we had some six varieties of oysters tonight.
Oh my gosh, they were so good. There's like
oh, they're so
Whidbey
pretty.
Island oysters. And
Penn Cove.
Penn
which
Cove
we drove by
oysters.
Penn Cove the other day when we were out on Whidbey Island.
There's some chef's oysters. There was some all kinds of...
Yeah, we got some from British Columbia and the rest were from Washington.
Gosh,
Canal, I want to say. Cape Hood. Hood Bay.
Oysters are the best freaking food ever. Pardon my French.
Yeah, pardon your French.
They're not the best ever, but they are, like, I've never had them before,
them
so the
today,
idea of, like, being deprived my whole life.
One of them exceptional because you could just, like, I just felt the ocean. Like, I felt, like, when I took it, I felt like I was, like, swirling around in the ocean water.
I mean, there was definitely some that were really good and some that were average, because there was a big difference between the taste, between the six different kinds.
Yes, texture.
Texture,
I mean, is pretty similar, but a little bit of a different size.
Like, I can kind of tell you which one said the most flavor, and I can't really tell you which ones were the best. Because some of them are really small, you know, the size of like a grape.
Best, you mean like price point or best by taste-wise?
Bang for the buck.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, they were all within a few dollars, but some were like $3 to $4 more.
Yeah, well, tell me a little bit about oysters. Are they all the same?
Yeah, I think we might have talked about this in our other podcast, but, I mean, obviously... Because we were in Oregon, so I'm sure we talked about it.
I don't remember talking about it.
I don't remember talking about it
either.
Because
we only had one kind of oyster. We didn't have multiple kinds.
No, we didn't. But oysters are shellfish. I mean, they...
Are they shellfish? Well, obviously.
They have a shell. And...
Well, usually when I think of shellfish, I think of like
a
lobster.
They're a mollusk. I know that.
Yeah.
And they're alive when you eat them because basically you catch them. You want to eat them within a few days of catching them, I believe.
Apparently,
keep
you eat them
ice.
While they're alive, as we said before.
Yeah, because they're still alive, and because when you crack them open, you know they're holding that shell. When they're holding that shell tight together, they're still alive. Because if they're dead, that shell would not stay closed.
Didn't you have a barnacle on one of yours?
Yeah, It did. It wouldn't open. I tried to open that thing off.
Mm.
But anyway, so
the small ones seem to have the best flavor, obviously.
You shuck them is the term. You're a shucker if you open an oyster.
You have a special glove?
Yeah, you get a glove. You get a little pick or tool, little knife thing. You wedge that thing open, twist it, pops it open. Take your little knife and loosen it because it's still holding on to the shell. And then you serve it once it's loosened and you just slurp that sucker down.
You don't have to slurp them. I think you should chew them. You actually have to savor the flavor.
Yeah, but it's
they're
still,
so good.
There's still a slurpiness to them.
I could eat like 30 of those things, no problem.
You think you could, but we found out our limits of iodine and
I don't care about the limits. I could eat 30 of them, no problem. And I just won't eat
they
one
for
30
days.
They
do have the world... I think it may be on YouTube. I can't remember where I saw it. They had the... No, I think on CNN, the champion food eating contest. I forget what the guy had some funny name, some like iron stomach type of guy. He had eaten, I want to say 90 oysters, but it was a whole lot. And they showed him like, it was pretty crazy.
Oh man. You know, I'd have no problem going home and making myself puke afterwards if it meant it was going to have a health problem if I didn't do that. Because I will make myself puke if it would allow me, if I could have like unlimited oysters, I would gladly puke them up, you know, maybe half an hour later.
Yeah, I think you could probably do under 20. You're probably pushing it, but you could be okay. I should look that up.
I don't actually know what's poisonous about them.
It's not poisonous. It's just like you don't want to have
that
much
salt or too much iodine or too much sodium or too much
nitroglycerin. We haven't done a lot of research, clearly.
We don't know what we're talking
we
about.
Just stick stuff we won't just eat anything.
So obviously,
good
you know
anything about it.
You know what's going on, but we don't. So we won't entertain you with
okay,
that nonsense.
Okay. So yeah, Washington is definitely the place to get oysters.
I've never had oysters before. Canyon Beach was the first oysters I ever had.
Yeah, that was your introductory.
To be honest, the idea of an oyster grossed me out. But now that I've had an oyster, I could not imagine passing an oyster up for anything.
Exactly.
What was your quote about on your blog about oysters?
He was a brave man that first ate an oyster.
Seriously, you look at it looks like primordial goo or whatever
ooze.
This stuff is
yeah,
called.
Yeah, especially if you just pop that
it's
thing
like,
open.
It's like sludge out of a...
Looks like a dead egg or something.
You know, out of a nuclear waste sludge with the egg rotten in there. But when you actually get it in your mouth, it tastes like heaven. This is like... I don't know.
I feel it's just the ocean. You get sucked
into
the ocean.
It's the ultimate oxymoron.
You feel like you're at the ocean.
You know, the ultimate irony.
And I don't really understand, like, at this one at the Fish Cafe in Kirkland, which is an upscale fish place, they gave us this, like, granita, like, grapefruit something or another, little, like, shaved ice that you put on it, and I really didn't like that on it. I like it just straight up with a little bit of cocktail, maybe.
Yeah, today they gave
I know
the
that they do it really fancy. And the vinegar, that was a bad idea.
It killed it, I thought.
That was a really... I don't know what they were thinking.
Well, if you eat oysters all the time, it might not be bad.
No,
I mean,
you're killing the oyster taste. It's just wrong. So wrong.
Well,
anyway,
you could say that wasabi kills
it does.
Sashimi.
No, it does.
But I still like it. I mean, if you eat oysters all
if
the time...
If it's good quality sashimi, like Toro, you're going to dunk that thing in a bunch of wasabi. No. If it's like some... Bad
that's a good point. That would be a temptation.
I mean, we
for
don't
you,
eat at always high quality sushi like the conveyor sushi places.
When
like,
we had Otoro,
well,
when we had Otoro at the fish market in Japan, did we put?
I don't think they had any. I don't think they gave us any. Because a lot of places in Japan they didn't give you it.
Can you imagine a sushi bar without wasabi though?
They gave you some wasabi, maybe.
I don't know about
I don't
that.
Think
that's
so.
Hard to believe.
I don't know.
I think we had a little bit, just to wet it. I don't know. Anyways, so yeah.
But, yeah, I highly recommend oysters if you can try it sometime.
Yeah.
I imagine that you would like them. They're pretty mild, I think.
They're really good. You got to get them
well,
on a happy
people
hour.
People might not like our texture. Yeah, happy hour, man. You can get them a dollar
get a happy
pop.
Hour somewhere, you know. Eat three to start. Don't just eat one. Eat like three. Six is probably the most you need. But if you got three or four.
Yeah, it depends
for two
how big
bucks,
they are.
You know, $8, you'd give it a shot. You know, it might be the best $8 you ever spent. Today was a pretty good deal. We got our oysters for free.
We did get our oysters for free. In
the crab room. Cakes were not very good, though. Oh, yeah. Darn. That's what you get for a chain restaurant.
Those were bad.
Coupons? Hey.
I'm going back for what we have a $10 coupon there. Yeah, I'm just going to go order oysters straight up, sit down, and be like, look, man, oysters. That's it.
We'll have to do that one again.
Checking out.
It was a huge tray with 12 oysters.
Well,
couple
go
lemons,
just get that tray,
horseradish.
Use our $10 coupon, and then we won't feel so guilty because we actually paid some money.
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
I'm fine with it. We're not going on Friday night.
You're better than I am.
We're not cutting into like a huge reservation, you know? We'd have went after work.
False guilt. Yeah, you know, I guess that's also true.
If I would have cut into their Saturday night primetime dinner when they're expecting to make so much a table.
If I'm holding up a table when they could make so much.
Then I feel a little bit guilty. But if I'm sitting there, there's plenty of open tables.
I wouldn't even feel guilty about the company. I'd feel more about the waiter. Like, the waiter's got a service. You know, he should make some money. Like, we gave the waiter a beggar tip. We tipped him on the full amount.
Right.
So.
Anyway, that's enough about that.
Yeah. So, we had one more totally topic. Rambling. We were going to talk about ID.
Were we?
Yeah, because we're going to watch a movie.
We are going to watch a movie.
What you Flock of Dodos.
Flock of Dodos.
Oh, my gosh. It is the funniest.
Yeah, watch the bonus footage if you get it. Oh, we've watched this bonus footage.
It's got
footage
this
so
bonus
far.
Footage called Shared Visions, Evolution, and Intelligent Design Unite. It's like 3 minutes. It's
so funny.
They got the evolution guy. He comes on. He's like, evolution is a fact. And that's the end of his discussion.
That guy was the best. I mean, the ID guy was pretty funny.
Oh, my.
The
ID
kind of
guy, like,
kind
he's
of
like,
funny guy.
Intelligent design is a science. And then they're like, the Cameron explosion. It's like, it doesn't, there's no holes, says the evolution guy. And the other guy's like, you could drive a dump truck through there. Well, maybe a minivan.
Well, the 1995.
Maybe the 1995 one.
Oh, but anyway, we should also plug, which we might have talked about already, is Expelled.
Which
no
is a seriously good movie and a very seriously
no intelligence
important
allowed.
Movie.
Funny movie, important movie. It's got a lot of truth. You might think, like, why is this important? But you know what? It is.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think people really understand evolution, why it's significant. It's like there's a fundamental issue of the fall. Like, if you say the evolution is true, you undermine that there ever was the fall and Adam and Eve, and the initial premise of the whole Bible is wrong. So you're basically undermining the whole, you know, things that cause the logical events of the whole word to go away. So it's a very sensitive issue that you shouldn't, you know, just wipe away. So, I mean, the movie is pretty good because it talked more about, well, assuming this is true, what are the logical ends of it? You know, it talks about...
Well, it's talking about how people have used evolution in the past, like Hitler used it, which highly influenced him. Because, I mean, eugenics... Evolution kind of, if you use that as a worldview, it might lead you to eugenics, which is where you're, like, you know, selecting people, basically, like, killing off people that are weaker.
Yeah.
So, thinking of, like, Jewish people, subhuman, you know, different, and you're killing off the weaker of the species. Well, clearly, they must have thought they were part of the same species, but...
Yeah. I mean, there is a correlation between that and, like, Planned Parenthood.
Yeah,
and
Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, evil woman.
Just,
evil,
like,
evil
all
woman.
The things that are, like, definitely...
She's also a big proponent of eugenics, so...
I mean, if you think about worldviews about it, you know, if you assume evolution is true, it justifies these things. And if you say it's wrong, there's a quite opposite effect. And it's very important to realize what are the consequences of those... that you may say is not important to think about whether evolution is a fact or not, but it has drastic changes in our worldview that, you know, what are the fruit of this belief, you know? Anyways, the book is really good.
The movie.
The movie is really good that Ben Stein has done. It's funny.
A month ago, maybe?
Oh, yeah. I highly recommend it.
April 2008.
And this is why you know it's really good, because if you go to the Wikipedia article, there's at least 200 references about why the movie is bad.
People are ticked
about it. And the Chicago Tribune gave it a 1-star, showing this has to be a good movie, because why else would they held it in such derision?
Yeah, that was very interesting. All the reviews were super negative. It kind of, like, proved the point of the movie even more, how there is this sort of, like...
I mean, snakes on a plane got a better rating.
Yeah, that's funny. Although, snakes on a plane, man.
Snakes on a plane!
There is this sort of bias against intelligent design, as the movie shows. Again, in academia, people are getting discriminated against. And the movie itself, you know, people just have this idea that intelligent design is trying to do something evil.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a truth that you just have to realize that the world will never accept Christianity by design. That it's just, it can't.
That's true.
I mean, but...
Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. But
yeah.
That's not happening for a little while.
Oh, well. Be interesting to talk about the Millennial Kingdom someday on a podcast.
Yeah, maybe if I read that book on the three crucial questions, so I at least have some more basis.
Yeah, we won't talk about it today. I've been thinking about that quite a bit. Eschatology, end times, whatever. I've been thinking about that quite a bit.
I know that I don't like
it. Yeah, and us crazies can write the emails.
Yeah, the crazies.
Around.
I'm on the email list and I don't participate.
So, oh well. Anyways, we just wanted to do a short introduction to the Peas in a Podcast because it's been a little while.
It's been a while.
To get you back up to speed, up the learning curve. You know, good to see you.
Good
we
to talk
you.
To you.
Glad to have some of your time. Hope you enjoyed us.
Glad to see you wearing your special podcast outfit.
Yeah. We thought we could make like a special unitard that you could wear for the podcast.
It says Peas in a Podcast on it.
Yeah, and we thought we'd sell them kind of like pajamagrams.com.
I think it's a big seller.
Yeah. Is that what this call for the babies when they have the onesie?
Onesies. Unitard is my own made-up term, which I think exists, but I
don't know if a unitard is technically a onesie.
It's usually a leotard, but I call it a unitard.
It's like a retarded leotard. The Tracykins term. Anyways, it's been nice knowing you.
Arigato.
Gozaimasu.
Harashusima.
Usted capones.
Usted capones.